One thing that I learned in secondary school is how to be a hustler.
I think I have wicked tendencies, but I'm not wicked.
You're always saying bad energy stay far away, but
bad energy stay far away, but you're the bad energy.
I dare you to lick in Kechi's pants.
You guys don't know I have brain. I have brain.
First of all, nobody asked. Second of all, your outfit is actually trash and we don't care.
The only time I'm on my knees is, well, that's classified.
Chidera, this is a family channel.
I hope my mother isn't listening to this podcast.
Hi friends, welcome back to this episode of the Care Package Podcast. We are back in your ears once again. I know you guys were wondering last week, you were like, where the hell are we? Don't worry about
just,
it.
Just pretend that we were there. Just pretend that we were there.
You should have been recapping, you know, We gave you time for you guys to catch up because we've been giving you guys content. You need to catch up. Yeah, that's what we gave you guys.
Yeah, so this is episode 79. The last episode of the year is actually going to be episode 80, which I think is quite cool. Like, 80th episode, Toronto. And it's going to be our famous things to leave in 2022.
I have a lot of things to leave.
I've got things off too, but we'll also give you guys the opportunity to leave us stuff that we can talk about. So you guys should stay tuned. Check out Instagram, check out Twitter. Make sure you actually interact or we'll never ask you guys for your opinion again.
So the episode, we are giving you guys another, because you know the year is ending and you know what better time to judge people's behavior than at the end of the year. So we're giving you guys.
Yeah, so if you guys are guilty of any of these, you have to start reevaluating whether you're the asshole, you know.
Perfect. So today we're going to be giving you guys am I the asshole scenarios. We have a few short ones because I feel like we always give you guys long ones. We have a few
quick fire. And then we'll delve into some deeper ones. And you know, I don't know why, but I thought that we had done one of these recently, but we haven't given you guys one of these since April. And you guys really like these episodes. So Merry Christmas.
Kwanzaa.
But
Hanukkah. You guys everything.
Oh, whatever you celebrate. But yeah, obviously, before we get into the episode, just to give you guys the tea on what's going on this week, we actually found there's not much happening. I think first to start with just the UK, Asha Kai had a concert. Asha Kai has been touring America, and there have been quite mixed reviews to his performances in America. Some performances was like, okay, banging. Other performances is like, why is he bringing a goat to stage, you know? Very confusing. So we've been anticipating his, well, they've been anticipating, because me, I didn't get tickets, so I'm not part of people anticipating, but people have anticipated his come to the UK. So he's actually in London next week. Yeah, next week. But he started with Birmingham. So he went to Birmingham on Saturday. And for those who were there, this song, Organize, he's a liar. But then I saw a tweet that said, because you know how in the song he said every other day. So maybe that was his off day. He was on off that day. Because first of all, I heard that you guys are waiting in the line for 2 hours. No. Most people who go to concerts in the UK know standard. The artist usually comes out around 9 and it's usually over by 11 because the O2 starts charging you after 11. So most people, like standard, if you're a concert goer, you know this, 9 to 11 usually. Yeah. Asha Kai did not get on stage till 11:05.
I don't know. Asha Kai has been in the middle of a lot of controversy and I think he needs to get it together because...
Yeah, I think he needs to reevaluate. Because he's had a fantastic year. Like, we have to give him that. He's had a fantastic year. But he should not let that get to his head.
Yeah.
He should stay grounded.
And speaking of, you know, just as it came in, as the news just came into me, this one is breaking. Apparently, they've just benched Ronaldo. So...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But benched for the game. Not benched. Totally. As in, he's not starting. He could still come on towards the end of the match. But yeah, as a segue into the World Cup, I feel like this World Cup has been really crazy. Like, literally, the match that just finished now is Morocco versus Spain. Morocco beat Spain off penalties. As in, the Moroccan goalkeeper saved Spain's penalties. That is insane. I feel like European countries have been in the mud this year. How did South Korea beat Portugal?
Also so shocking because, like, everywhere else, like, I know there were lots of people in America that thought that the US was going to make it further than England, which didn't make any fucking sense.
You guys are delusional over there. You guys are not
first off. But like, I think it's just shocking because like Europe plays football all year round. Like you'd expect their legs to be programmed. Like this is the time for them to shine. But no, everybody's holding leg. Anyways, this world, I just think it's so weird. And I was speaking to someone about this. Just for me, I feel like every time I watch World Cup, it's been in summer, you know, everybody's out, the sun is shining, pubs are pubbing. What is it called? What is it?
I can't, pubs are still pubbing. That's what I was going to say. Like, this World Cup, I didn't have high hopes for it, but it has exceeded my expectations. How is South Korea beating Portugal? How did Japan get as far as they did? How did, like, Germany and which other country was it? Germany and another country left really early. How did Morocco just beat Spain on penalties? And it's just insane. Obviously, South Korea and Portugal were playing at the same time as Ghana and Uruguay. Ghana was losing their match. Nothing for Ghana, ever. Well, not ever, but nothing for Ghana in that situation. Sure. So Uruguay thought, we've got this in the bag. We're going to win. But they didn't clock. If South Korea should win their match, because of goal difference, South Korea will go in instead of them. But everybody thought, oh, Portugal is going to beat South Korea now. No, when South Korea scored that second goal, see how the Uruguayans started crying. That guy, what's that guy's name? Luis Suarez, the biter. He started crying. And when you were racist that year, when you were biting, you didn't know. And that guy is 35. This is his last World Cup. So, you know.
I don't know.
And apparently, I saw this clip of how Uruguay beat South Korea in 2017. And they were celebrating by doing like the Asian eyes thing. And I just think it's funny, like, life is dynamic. So,
life making fun of them dynamic.
Now they're the team to kick you out of the World Cup. Continue.
Life is beans. Well, yeah, I think I'm more invested in the World Cup. Like, I feel like last year when Nigeria was in, the last World Cup, I was very invested. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel at the beginning, you guys remember, I was like, oh, I'm not going to watch. Guy, I have gold.com notifications on my watch. And somebody is scoring. Bah, 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 I know. But yeah, it's very interesting. And I think, obviously, what loads of people have said, which is really good, is like they feel like this is the safest World Cup. So, you know, Qatar, for those of you guys that don't know, Qatar has banned the, basically banned alcohol in the nearest vicinity. Like, there's no alcohol in the arena. And there was a guy that went and he was like, his family felt safer. They didn't feel like they were going to be robbed. Like, it felt very secure. And I think that's important because at the end of the day, like, we are going to these things and I'm not going to these things to be robbed, you know?
It's important, but also the World Cup being in Qatar is a very controversial topic.
Yes.
I think it's very hard to, like, obviously there's some things that they got right, for sure, but there's definitely things that they got wrong. So this is not to say that the care package supports, you know, we're neutral parties.
Don't take that. Anyways, moving on to more controversial things. I'm at the asshole. Okay, so the first one, like Anu said before, they're quick fire. So the first one is Mike downloads an episode of Game of Thrones to his laptop to watch on a plane ride. The woman behind him, Holly, asks him to turn it off because her small child can see. Mike says, no, who's the asshole? And as we vote, we're also going to tell you guys what the majority of people said.
Okay. Yeah, because this one is off BuzzFeed, so it's voted. So yeah, we'll tell you guys what we think, and then obviously we'll vote. You guys also think about what you think, and then we'll know how we see ourselves. Personally, I think it depends on how Holly asked. Like, I think if she asked nicely, Mike can watch Game of Thrones another time, because really, not good for a child. She has about to disagree with me.
I don't know. I feel like on a plane, yes, there are, like, there's gray area, but I feel like I'm entitled to do whatever the fuck I want to do. Because are you going to tell everybody, like, let's say Game of Thrones was showing on the TVs, your child can literally peep out into, are you going to start asking everybody to turn off Game of Thrones? Like, why are you asking? Like, tell your child to close
it. I honestly think if she asked nicely, or if maybe she shouldn't have asked him to turn it off. Maybe she should have asked him, like, can you adjust your laptop, or can you?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I don't know. I just feel like I understand. I kind of get where she's coming from. I guess at the end of the day, it's a shared space. So we should all be respectful to each other.
I feel like this thing just reminds me of that whole thing where, like, if you book your seat last minute and they put you and your three children all over the plane and you
ask. I can't lie, that booking seat one, that one, like, I'm not moving the seat that I paid for because you did yours last minute.
Thank you. I don't know.
If I got to, if I didn't pay for the seat, fine. But if I paid for a specific seat, then I can't lie, I'm not moving.
Okay, I don't know. I see where Mike is coming. I see, I can't lie.
Chira, I see Mike Sha. So Chira, who is the asshole? Vote for Holly.
Okay.
Me, I think it's Mike.
Okay, so 31% of people said it was Holly. 27% said it was Mike. And 25 said neither. And 17 said both of them.
So what's the highest? Most people are saying it's Holly.
Holly, yeah. So the next one is, it's Dave and Pat's anniversary and Pat cooks a romantic dinner. Pat knows that Dave hates mushrooms, but he insists that this mushroom chicken will be delicious. Dave refuses to eat it and says Pat should have made something else. Who is the asshole? Kind of like Pat, are you mad?
Yeah, no, Pat, why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Especially after we're like dating, like, okay, Pat it is. And 53% majority takes parts. Yeah, 29 said both of them are stupid. But yeah.
At first, I was confused. I didn't realize it was LGBTQ.
Oh, okay.
LGBTQ.
LGBTQ. Next one is Frankie's boyfriend, Jonah, is really into gaming. When he buys a new Animal Crossing, Frankie says she'd love to play with him so they can spend time together. Jonah says no. She'll mess up. Frankie's offended. Who's the asshole? Jonah, bro.
Jonah's an asshole. He's the asshole because of how he said it, but I understand.
Understand. I feel like he should have been like, you know, play with your babe, but then have a separate save file for what you want.
Yeah, like they should make a new island. Can't he have more than one island?
I don't know. You can't more than one.
I don't know how Animal Crossing works. I don't know how Animal Crossing works.
But yeah, okay. Jonah, 74% said Jonah. So majority takes the vote on that one. Phil and Lil go to a holiday party.
Phil and Lil.
Phil eats meat but does not like any of the dishes except for the vegetarian one. Lil thinks that Phil should save that food for vegetarian guests like her. Phil says that's dumb. There's plenty.
That's dumb. You know what? I was on Phil's side until he said that's
dumb. Dumb. It's like that video. I don't know if you guys have seen it on TikTok. It's like one of those dating things and all the girls have balloons and they pop the balloon if they don't like you. So there was this guy that came in. He was like, my name's Josiah. I'm 20. And a girl popped her balloon. And then he's like, she's like, sorry to the girl because she scared the girl next to her. She's like, sorry. And the Josiah guy goes, what are you apologizing for? Stay composed. That's how bah, 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 everyone popped their balloons.
His accent.
What are you apologizing?
I should not have said it's dumb, Sha. But I understand where he's coming from. Like, if there's actually plenty to go around, so I should starve because I'm not vegetarian.
Exactly. I'm
like, he actually doesn't like the food. Like,
I'm gonna say Lil on this one.
I'm gonna say Lil on this one too.
Yeah, Lil takes the vote, 48%.
Okay. Still a Lil.
Al babysits his one-year-old granddaughter, Tina, and then decides to take her to see Santa at the mall for the first time. Tina's mom, Linda, is upset and says that she should have been the one to take her. Al says it's no big deal. Who's the asshole, Al? I can't lie to you.
Yeah, I can't lie, Al.
You shouldn't, like, there's some things you just can't take away from.
Parenting her. Moments that you can't take away from the parents.
Okay, we go for Al. 51%. How can 20% say Linda is the asshole?
How can it be Linda? Is that not her child? You guys should get a group, man.
Okay, and the last quick fire one is Lola and Tiny broke up but remain close friends. Lola posts a throwback photo of her and Tiny's Disneyland trip. Not a romantic pic, but they were dating at the time. His new girlfriend, Shay, asked her to take it down.
Lola, the asshole, immediately. Immediately, Lola, the asshole. Sorry, finish.
Lola says no. Who's the asshole? Obviously, Lola.
Immediately, it's Lola. You see, these are the kind of people, us girl best, people that, I don't even call myself a girl best friend, but.
Those
one of my best friends is a boy.
Those people
are the kind of people.
I was
the kind of people that are spoiling my rest.
No, those people that say, I was there before you and I'm gonna be there after you. Those girls run. Okay.
Immediately, it's Lola. What do you mean you're not going to take it down?
Interesting. 40% said Shay. Majority said Shay is the asshole.
A bunch of girl besties are the ones that voted for this.
Okay.
Maybe Tiny is the asshole. Because he should have been the one to tell his friends to take it down, really and truly.
Okay, guys, so we're getting onto the more spicier ones. If you have a child, take them away, obviously.
You have a child, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast. I can't lie.
They shouldn't. Okay, so this one's called the bedroom equalizer. So I'm just going to get right to it. I'm 25 and my boyfriend, 28, likes to be called daddy in bed while we're being in. I've obliged this request, but it's starting to creep me out, and I've decided I don't want to do it anymore. He's not happy with this and insists it has nothing to do with the connotation of the word. He just simply enjoys hearing me say it. Since he wasn't budging on the issue, I told him I'd like for him to call me grandpa in bed as
He said, "Do me, I do."
well. He didn't like this option and said it was giving him visuals he would prefer not to have. Like, okay, join the fucking club.
Legit.
Time he tried to initiate intimacy with me, I started to refer to myself as grandma in the third person. AKA, for example, do you like when grandma does that, etc. And he flew off the handle, said I ruined the mood, made him feel gross, and I was being ridiculous. I think I proved my point, but he thinks I'm being an asshole, so am I the asshole?
She can never be the asshole. More grease to her elbow.
Women in STEM, bro.
How can she? They see, sometimes men, they don't like to hear, so they must feel. Because I've explained to you, it makes me feel some type of way. You
Yeah.
didn't hear that one.
The way she said, "Not call me mommy," or she said, "Grandma, bro."
Yeah, she said, "Mommy is too. Let me show you how ridiculous." So, but and also, why did he vex so hard? Like, it's not that deep. I'll be real.
Don't think she's the asshole, Sha. Like,
I
I
don't think
feel
so.
like his reasoning didn't even make sense. He just like it's not like he had any connection. He just like hearing her say like. If she had an accent, fair enough, but like,
But what did she say? What did she do? Because you know they like daddy. What is your daddy? We don't like it then. Dodgy.
oh, Papa Anu, like, what
You
the
fucking kill me.
Okay.
Yeah, no, she's not.
She's
Can't
mad.
lie.
Okay, the next one is the wedding singer. So I just got married last week. My wife and I are both in our 30s. I am Mexican and she's American, but we both grew up in the US and both our families know both languages. My wife planned every bit of the wedding and was a very controlling and nervous bride, but all right, I get that she was stressed. During the reception, I went to the band and asked them to play a song for me to sing to my new wife. It was Te Amaré by Miguel Bosé. It was a song from our first date in a really bad Mexican restaurant, so it became a long-standing joke between us. The guests really loved the song. My mother-in-law cried and told me it was beautiful, but my bride seemed upset. I asked her what was wrong, and she said, I am an asshole for taking the spotlight to enforce my ethnicity and not just let the band sing our song for us. Am I the asshole? This is why you people should look at the people you marry.
She's bad vibes, I can't lie. She's bad vibes.
Like, why do you think I used that to enforce my ethnicity? So she married a Nigerian, and the guy went up there to go and sing, I will be a scapegoat for you. She
What does
start.
it even mean to enforce your ethnicity? Like,
What is
that's given she's racist. Because what does she mean by that? What does she actually mean by that? You're enforcing your ethnicity. She married a Mexican.
Yeah, like.
I don't grab.
The man fully sang a full love song for you. Some people don't deserve the people they're married to, but
I
anyways.
don't know. I love these ones because it's clear who the asshole is.
Yeah, it's very clear.
Was it Holly and Mike? I wasn't sure, but these guys?
Not only am I.
These guys? with Pat and Jonah, Lila, and Phil. But these guys, no, that's not. He was just trying to do a kind gesture. Yeah. I guess because she's like super organized, super like she wants to have been control of.
I mean, yeah, okay. If she said, if her reasoning was that she wanted to be in control, fair enough. But she said he felt that he was enforcing his ethics. What does that mean?
Yeah, no, I can't lie. That just don't make any sense.
What does that actually mean? I don't grab. Okay, and the last one is called the Sisterly Scholar. So I'm 17 and my sister is 21. My sister was always a rebellious child but never got in trouble. Our grandfather left us both funds for college and his inheritance. The only catch was to actually go to college. My sister was the party
it's and giving power
and got pregnant at 18. My parents took care of everything and she still lives with us with no father in the picture. I wanted to start looking for colleges now to be better prepared, but turns out I have no money left.
What do you mean?
I'm literally sobbing while writing this to my while writing this, my parents took my entire money and gave it to my sister. I raised this issue on Christmas and I'm being blamed for ruining Christmas and not loving my niece or my sister. I told them, yes, I really hate each and every one of them. My parents have offered 10K in exchange to calm me down, but that amount was literally 80K and they are now telling me I'm being greedy. Am I really the asshole? Should I take what's being offered? No, I can't lie. Can't lie, you're mad. Everybody and their daddy's crazy. What? No.
Where do I even start? First of all, the condition of the money was that you go to college. So why did they? How did they get the money?
College, you don't get the money. Yep. Where's the lawyer? Where's the lawyer? No.
Also, the sister had her own money. Why did they now also eat into
my money?
Her money. Then, wow, this is, I have too many questions. I had 80K and you're offering me 10K. That's an insult. Then you say I'm being greedy because I didn't get the money that is mine.
Spiritual madness. Because
the only thing I can agree with is that she should not. Why she bring up on Christmas Day? That was a bit like, why Christmas Day?
Yeah, I guess.
Why Christmas Day? But like, I say she hates each and every one of them. I understand. I understand. And I don't think she's the asshole for that. Because I understand. Because these are people's real lives. Like, I can't believe that these are the kind of things.
I think for me, it's crazy. Like, especially college money. Like, that's one thing. Because now she has to take out loans. But, like, that's one thing. Like, why am I paying for your mistake?
Mm.
And her parents said, okay, well, sorry. Here's 10. 10. Better run me my money before I call the police on you people. Can't lie. Wow. I think I say I hate them on Christmas Day. That was a bit too much. Like, if you said I hate them on a regular day, fine. But I think her parents should have at least had the decency to ask. Like, at least ask me before you know, try and fuck me over. You know, at least give me some warning. But yeah, guys, those are all the terrible people we have for you guys.
If you guys know that you're involved in any one of these behaviors, this is your time to start reflecting.
You know, you're like a Holly. Change your ways.
As your year starts to come, I was going to say as your end starts to become a year. As your year starts to come to an end, just start to think.
Is this really the choice I want to make?
But yeah. Anyway, so yeah, this is our second to last episode of 2022. Thank you guys for sticking with us. Oh, another thing we forgot to mention, or we should have mentioned at the beginning, is that obviously Spotify Wrapped came out and we got some of the stats. We had a bit of growth, which is nice because I would say that this may not have been our best year, but life was life-ing. And we hope it will be better next year. But we had a bit of growth. I can't remember the exact numbers and I don't have it to hand, but we had a bit of growth. We actually had our podcast is in the top 25% most followed podcast on Spotify, which is amazing because you guys know how many podcasts are on Spotify. That's top 25%, I'll take that for a baby podcast. I'll take that. And there was another thing. Oh, our most popular episode this year was Care Package After Dark, the one about relationships. We'll give you guys more of this since you guys are perverted and you like rubbish. His mom does, because that's volume one. We're actually supposed to do.
You guys like the Adeyemi looking at his pants kind of
episode. You like that, so don't worry, we'll keep doing that for you. When you saw Kipaki just attack, you started frothing at the mouth. We can cater to you guys too. But yeah, this is just, obviously, we're still going to thank you guys in the last episode, but this is just a big thank you for sticking with us. It's always really nice to see, like, people Spotify app, to see us in their top 5, top 10, top 1. A few people had us in their top 1. We love to see it.
You're in our top 0.0001% of listeners. You're the real MVP.
Mm-hmm. I'll send you money. Just message me with proof and I'll send you money. Anyway,
funny notarized bank statements.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We'll see you guys next week. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Care Package Pod as usual, and TikTok the Care Package Pod. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
This package has been signed, sealed, and delivered. Thank you.